This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The tariffs are now in effect for Canada, and Canada also putting in some tariffs against the United States. How concerned are you that the tariffs will affect manufacturing in Western New York?
Increasingly concerned, particularly with the executive order the president issued last night, putting a 50% tariff on steel. So, fundamentally, manufacturers are capital intensive. We do a lot of long-term planning, and what we look for is stability. And this level of kind of chaotic policy from day to day and policy shifts really puts a damper on planning as well as investing. A lot of companies are trying to make strategic decisions around retaining and growing their workforce and adding new product, investing in new product, investing in new equipment, investing in innovation and technology. And as long as there's instability, a lot of those plans have to sit on the sideline. And it's not good for our economy. It's certainly not good for our Western New York economy, particularly when we're so close to the Canadian border and have long had good, positive trade relationships with the Canadians.
How worried are you that the tariffs here and their effect on manufacturing could also affect jobs?
Well, I think you can look at all the indicators in the economy right now, including the stock market and how investment is reacting. There are some recessionary signs in the economy, unfortunately, and this sort of chaotic day-to-day policy just adds to the uncertainty of consumers as well as businesses, and that's not good for those working in the economy.
What's being done from your standpoint to try and convince President Trump that these tariffs are not a good idea?
Well, a number of national business associations, National Association of Manufacturers, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and various other groups, state organizations, and regional organizations like ours and the Buffalo Niagara Manufacturers Alliance, who have been jointly working on this issue, have raised our concerns. I hope he and his policy decision makers hear the voice of business. They're all excited that Apple has decided to make a significant investment in the United States, and that's great. But that's not the average manufacturing in this country or in this state or in our region. We're small, medium-sized manufacturers. And a lot of us are going to take the brunt of this indecisiveness.
how many jobs could be affected here, how many jobs that could come to our region may not come here, instead go somewhere else because of these tariffs?
Those, you know, estimating those types of things is a moving target, and, you know, unpredictable and probably well above my pay grade to figure that out. You know, we know as a state, you know, we do a lot of trade with Canada. I believe it's to the tune of about $42.6 billion. And, you know, that's a pretty significant, you know, part of our state economy. And I would imagine a large portion of that is right here in Western New York because of our proximity to the border. You know, the larger implications of this policy and the lack of certainty around it is putting, you know, that type of level of commerce at risk. I will say there are times when tariffs are appropriate. We've had a history where, you know, China has dumped a lot of product into the United States at super low cost because they've overproduced it and it's subsidized by their government. Our government should be taking an active role in going after that kind of behavior versus going, you know, into trade wars with countries who have traditionally been good trade partners and are tied closely to our economy and our future economy and our jobs in our region. I've used the statement before, you know, at trade policy shouldn't be a hammer. You need to approach it more with a scalpel. And like I said, go after situations where China is dumping a product into our country, or China is sending their product to another country and putting a different label on it and then importing it to our country. Those are the things that need to be dealt with in terms of our trade policy.
Which sectors locally could be affected by these tariffs the most?
So our manufacturing supply chain is very complicated. It's worldwide in many cases, and you know, we have companies that are exporting product globally. So we're in global competition, and with these tariffs, going to face, you know, additional costs, which is going to make our companies less competitive. And we're going to face the potential of it being more difficult for you know, our manufacturers to export into other economies. So, you know, it could be widespread in terms of the effect. And like I said, the supply chain and the relationships between companies and various other suppliers is very complicated. Certainly, we want to continue to see an American renaissance in manufacturing. And certainly that requires, you know, onshoring, you know, more opportunities and more manufacturing in this country and building from within in terms of the manufacturing base we have. But, you know, entering trade wars with historically good trading partners is not a good policy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.